Blog Talk Radio.
All alone on a Sunday afternoon, feeling some kind of way. Thoughts taking over the day. Rain falling on my window pane. It's a gray day, but I'm not trying to complain. Bored, so I'm checking out some stories in the news. Now that's truly enough to give you the blues. Matter of fact, what kind of world are we living in lately? Real life horror movie, no escaping safely. Violence, terror, hatred, acts of insanity. What the hell happened to humanity? It's kind of strange, lives taken for change. People seem normal, but they're really deranged. Your friend could be a foe, you never really know. Planet full of actors, one big show. But the curtain, it is closing, not very slowly. Better start praying to the ghost that's holy. Not even that religious, but I kinda sense the rapture. Wes Craven novel, and we're on the last chapter. I could be mistaken, cause it's more like The Exorcist. Everyday demons made this world turn treacherous. When you leave the house on the daily, if you make it back, that is the exception, cause many will just fade to black. This day and age, many thrive on the crimes, and you can only guess the depravity inside their minds.
The tear that lives inside their minds, it's kind of peeking through the blinds. In any city you will find a family in the funeral line. The tear that lives inside their minds, they might be creeping from behind. And when you hear them bells that chime, you may have breathed for the last
time. Now I'm not trying to scare you with these lyrics in this flow, but you can't forget reality is all that I know. And every day we see this happening with our own too. Not speaking this to condescend or educate you, but I'm giving this reminder for those who just ignore. Cause it shouldn't only matter when it's at your front door. It's inevitable that soon enough it may affect you. When you leave this planet, there's no way to resurrect you. Memories are pleasant, we prefer you in the present. And life is moving faster than an in-flight pheasant. It's wise to realize that trust is best in moderation. Overuse is why there's a decrease in population. Among the living, no need to stop giving. But many test the patience of the one who's offered giving. They sin with no remorse and won't even blink an eye. No reflection on deception till the day that they die. It's scary just to think that this is common nowadays, but I guess it's how it is when it's so hard to get a raise. It drives them to be crazy, even thrive on the crime. It leads to depravity inside their mind.
The tear that lives inside their minds, it's kind of peeking through the blinds. In any city you will find a family in the funeral line. The tear that inside their minds, they might be creeping from behind. And when you hear them bells that chime, you may have free for the last time.
There may have been some violence involved, some underlying subconscious feelings of violence. It was a compulsion. Same compulsion.
Good evening, cyber world. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun and fun-filled edition of the realest blog talk radio show that was ever hitting the airwaves since the beginning of blog talk. Ladies and gentlemen, it's TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the Stay Fly High Priest. Happy Easter. Did that little bunny come hop, hop, hopping along in your house today, leaving some Easter eggs, little yellow marshmallow bunnies, plates of ham, and other goodies? I certainly hope so. I hope you had a great day with your friends and family. Hey, welcome to the show. It has been a hot minute since we've chatted, hasn't it? Over a year since I've done a Blog Talk radio show. You know, I was plagued with some technical difficulties. I had some guests that just weren't showing up and leaving me on the show.
saying like I was stinging from the police. It was just kind of ridiculous. So I took a little break, a little extended break. But, you know, like an old friend that you haven't chatted with for a while, we just pick it up right where we left off. Starting off the top of the hour, that is the sounds of yours truly, and that's called Inside Their Minds. That is produced by my homie, fellow Milwaukeean, Q the Beat Boy. Big shout out to Q the Beat Boy, man. You know, little on the macabre side, little on the just, you know, different. You know, I never really thought I would do a horrorcore song. Like, he sent me this beat, and it was just labeled like Dre-style beat, and I started listening to it, and I was like, you know, man, I'm feeling kind of some dark, evil vibes from this man. So since I am from the state that is home to a couple of the serial mass murders, biggest ones of all time, Mr. Jeffrey Dahmer, which I actually spliced at the end of the song, and our good friend Ed Gein from Plainfield, Wisconsin. I said, you know what, let me into the dark side, man. Let me do something a little different, man. So, you know, gave you a little slice of little TDHP horrorcore, again, produced by Q the Beat Boy, Milwaukee, Wisconsin hip-hop, getting it in. Yes, sir. Another place that's about as famous for hip-hop as Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Arizona. Ha-ha, got my good homie joining me, calling him from, it could be Malaysia or Arizona. We're going to find out various. I don't know, the area code's looking more like Arizona. A good friend of mine, producer, rapper, and just a talented individual, Verb from Arizona, is joining me on the show tonight. We've done quite a few songs together. He's a great top-notch artist in his own right. And see what he's got to say about his artistry, hip-hop in general, and all that good stuff, man. So just giving you up, bringing you up to par on what's been going on with me lately, man. Just, you know, I use the show for shameless promotion. That's why I have a blog talk radio show. So just, you know, bear with me here, please. Today, I reached something which I feel a personal milestone, something that was a little bit monumental for me. Spent the morning digging through some archives, and I have officially surpassed 200 online music uploads at SoundCloud. I've got 5 different pages, man. You know, you might think it's a little excessive. Man, this is what I love to do. I've been doing underground hip-hop for over 30 years, man, so check me out. I have a few, again, 5 pages. Thief to High Priest, Thief Dog, Thief Deezy, OG from 83, and Da High Priest. So, again, surpassed 200 uploads, man. And, you know, when you've been doing it this long and you're digging through the archives and checking out, you know, man, my life is a giant sonic time capsule, man. You know, I have music on here that dates back to 1988 featuring pioneers like the Cold Crush Brothers. You know, humbly, again, start out my career with a project with DJ Mike T from Compton's Most Wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I've been around the world, and I now just underground, man. It's just doing it for the love, so join me at SoundCloud and check out some of that music, man. So with no further ado, again, he is on the line. We're going to check out Verb from Arizona, see what Verb's got to say tonight. The big homie, what's the business, yo? What it do?
Just chilling, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get fired. It's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? I threw in the throat lozenge. I'm trying to, you know, get the pipes. You know what I'm saying? Get the pipes greased up a little bit, trying to make sure I don't got no phlegm in the throat, trying to come across as a on-air personality professional. Hey, ha-ha.
You can hear that.
How's that working for me? How's the sound? How's the show sounding so far?
Sounds good to me. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, man, the pleasure's mine entirely, homie. For the, you know, for the thousands upon thousands of listeners that I have out there, man, checking out the show tonight everywhere across the globe, do us all a big favor. Introduce yourself, man. Tell the world who you are, bro.
I go by the name of Verb from Arizona. That actually was a name I took on, since there are a few other Verbs that you will catch online, but don't get it confused. My name was Verbally Insane, or VI, and I have been rapping for over 20 years, so I'm not a new jack that took the name Verb. Just so you know who it is, it's Verb from Arizona. No one will ever get it confused. So, that's who I am over here on the West Coast, just doing my thing and keeping it real.
Set them straight, homie. Way to set the record straight. The record was straight. The record was set straight nowhere else but on TDR Radio. And you know what I'm saying? I'm loving that, homie. I'm loving it. I'm loving it like golden arches, homie. Real talk. So, man, I go for some McDonald's French fries, man. Like, I don't eat none of them pink slime. I'm good on the pink slime burgers. But the fries, you know, man, and bring back the fried apple pies. Fries and fried apple pies, man. They're like, I really need them, but you know.
Yeah, fries are good, but they'll also last for a million years and never disintegrate. You know that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know, man. You know, yeah, they don't digest too well, man. But hey, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta live a little. You gotta live a little, and they'll help you to live a lot, apparently, though, for a long time. They will live a long time inside you. Anyway, so what else is good, man? How was the holiday today, man? What did you have to eat? What was up in the Verb, from Arizona family home for the Easter dinner today?
Actually, we didn't even have a dinner today. Just had, you know, a couple family members come through, drop off the little Easter baskets for my daughter, and I went to the Mexican food market, grabbed me some barbecue chicken and some tortillas and some pico de gallo, and got it in and been rolling up burritos all day instead of blunts. So
life is... Man, that's a beautiful thing. You know what? I made a homemade pizza today. I didn't even get down with the ham and the traditional, you know what I'm saying? I fired up a little homemade pepperoni pizza and some buffalo strips on the side. You know what I'm saying? We can do that. Change the game. We are game changers in not only in the hip-hop world, in the culinary world on a holiday as well. So dig that, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, great, man, you know what I'm saying? I truly mean it, man, you know what I'm saying? I truly do mean that when I say that I appreciate your artistry and I think you're a great artist and producer, that is that's real spill, man. So let's, you know, man, let's tell the listeners, man, who are some of the people who inspired you to do what you do, and what got you started? Like, why do you do it? Who inspired you to do what you do, and why do you do what you do, bro?
Well, I would have to say it was my parents at first. They had always had wax and records around. We had a jukebox when we were growing up. Always were playing the oldies. So that was the beginning. And around 97, I had a friend. He was a goofy white guy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he decided that he wanted to rap. And I was looking at him like, man, I don't know what he was trying to do. He didn't come from that life, know anything. So I was like, let me try this. I had tons of friends that I was around that were already rapping, but I just never got into it. I would sit back and watch them and, you know, kind of my place, like, hey, white people shouldn't be rapping, just sit back, whatever, being young. So after I seen him do it, I pretty much just was like, nah, that's not cool. Just all out, just went out. And I've never looked back, but if everyone honestly wants to know how I actually got started really, you know, taking it serious, that would have to be, you know, the point in time. But before that, always was, you know, buying the rap all the time, tapes, et cetera. I had friends that worked at the record store, you know, born in 79, so I grew up, you know, in the 80s and the 90s of the golden era. So that was my time for the music and what I was absorbing. So all that good boom bap, I pretty much never left, you know, the 90s. So that's where I stand as far as what I feel the music, you know, should represent. And I don't know, I'm just not feeling these new cats these days. So I think rap is pretty much going downhill.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, everybody knows, but, you know, like I said, and, you know, basically, man, I come from a decade before you, man. So you're, you know, you're a good age, really. You're at that cusp. You're at that cutoff point, really, man. And, like, you know, you were born kind of like at the, you know, it was still a good time. You got to absorb a lot of it, and you know, you still seasoned, man. You still, you know, you're not like me sitting in the day room eating tapioca pudding. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you know what I'm saying. You seasoned, so that's good, man. That's a good age to be in this game, and you know, it shows that you have some experience, and you have a lot of good influences from a great era, man, that, you know, we both know is really responsible for the majority of the great rap music that is out there, man. So, you know, anyway, as I ramble on like Led Zeppelin tonight, we're about to go into a track produced by Verb from Arizona featuring Verb and TDHP. You know, the way we put it down is just pure mastery. You are tuned in to TDR Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Thief the Stay Fly High Priest. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. Bluegrass funk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yo. I feel like food stamps is turning up the amp to high decibels. Hip-hop direct from the party to festival. I'm stoked, got the samples. I'm the example of fresh. I'm the hope, I'm the reason to still spit. I'm from the west. I got an S on my chest and a mic in the lab. I'm lounging on the feeling of the funk, I'm in demand. I work drugs and talk real shit, the gate's truest. For the love and respect is the keys to why I do this. Connect with the OGs like St. I's 40. I bump in your spits like I bump in your shorty. The Arizona chant, the desert on disaster. The 5-minute beat bacon, the drywall off plaster. The catastrophe, the 20-plus years of pure mastery. I'm getting it, any which way, that's how I'm living it. Low life is scummy, but my hip-hop is ugly. Don't ever get it twisted, cause this shit could get ugly.
We make more hits, catch us in the mix of the storm. Hip-hop, bourbon of priests, you've been warned. Welcome to the pioneers, the old heads, the go-ahead is now. Milwaukee in the zone to put it down.
We make more hits, catch us in the mix of the storm. Hip-hop, bourbon of priests, you've been warned. Welcome to the pioneers, the old heads, the go-ahead is now. Milwaukee in the zone to put it down.
Beyond classification, there's no description. And back at the station, they're writing a prescription. A book heavy, happy, and sappy. It's all tacky and crappy. I called them out, now they want to come attack me. I've no fear, take a look in the mirror. Staying clear as I persevere. I know at times it hurts to hear. The truth is damaging your eardrums like your music does to mine. Creating musical columbines. It's mass murder to the mainstream listeners. Sad thing about it, they don't even know they're prisoners. Chanting, and I find that disenchanting that they're zombified. Got the info how to stop it all, but it's classified. Bird from Arizona dropped another for the flow. Here to tell you once again, that garbage got to go. Award shows never, an ego-filled catastrophe. Bourbon thief have reached levels of pure mastery.
We make more hits, catch us in the mix of the storm. Hip-hop, bourbon of priests, you've been warned. Welcome to the pioneers, the old heads, the go-ahead is now. Milwaukee in the zone to put it down.
We make more hits, catch us in the mix of the storm.
Hip-hop, bourbon of priests, you've been warned. Welcome to the pioneers, the old heads, the go-ahead is now. Milwaukee in the zone to put it down.
Milwaukee in the zone, putting it down. Bird from Arizona, TDHP, pure mastery, bluegrass funk and all that junk, man. Bird from Arizona, you created a heater there, brother. Man, you put another five minute beat there under your belt there, homie.
Pretty much all of them are 5 minutes or less. But no, that beat was hard, man. Thank you, appreciate it. You came correct. We both came correct. You know, a lot more to come. So,
We kind of smashing them. You know, I was messaging you, I think, last week, and you know, man, we got? We might have like half a dozen songs, man. We're gonna have a little. Well, what's up, man? When we get like an EP together, you gonna put it together and put it on your Bandcamp?
We can do that. No thing.
I want to be on a mixtape like MC One Line. You know what I'm saying? I want to be from the bench. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to MC One Line. Shout out to Brutus. Shout out to Brutus the Beat Bully. Sorry for talking over you. I have a bad habit of doing that with my guests. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just giving love to the squad. So unity through music all day. So all of us combined, I mean, we're a force that people need to listen to. So
hip-hop for breakfast. Hip-hop for breakfast, man. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't no bowl of Apple Jacks. This is like omelets and sausages, hash browns, American fries. Damn.
Yes.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, anyway, so we talked about the rap side. So now we get into the production side, man. Like, when did you start producing, man? Who are some producers that influenced you to do what you do?
My favorite producer would have to be Eric Sermon. I've always liked Eric Sermon and all his productions that he's ever been on, all the way, you know, from Unfinished Business forward. He's produced so many joints in the game. It's ridiculous. So I'd have to say, if anybody, you know, influenced me, it would be Eric Sermon of EPMD. But I'm a new Jack producer. I actually been producing less than a year. And it's funny, it came about because I actually got tired of begging people, you know, send me a track, and always trying to ask somebody, even though, you know, people send me beats all the time, but you always have to work on a beat that's just given to you from somebody, and it's not really like, eh. So I was like, one day just said, forget it. I'm going to learn how to, you know, make some beats, and it's not hard at all. And once you get it, I mean, like you said, 5 minutes or less on the beat, and that's it. You don't have to ask nobody. You have a beat that you're feeling, the sounds that you want, the however you want that sound for your song to go. That's it. That's what, you know, inspired me to start making beats. I mean, everyone around me makes beats, and I just sat there and watched them all the time. So I was like, man, I can do this too. And actually, I'm banging out beats harder than some of the people I've watched. So
that's what's up, man. And, you know, as in regards to Eric Sermon, yeah, real talented producer, man. And, you know, obviously, again, I'm from that era. I mean, you know, I had EPMD's first album, and, you know, I redid So What You Saying, another shameless plug, check it out on SoundCloud, So What You Saying, 2015. But anyway, you know, man, I'm from that era. I like EPMD. I've always thought dude was cool and a decent producer. But I've seen him on, like, what was it, man, a Vlad or something, man, like one of them DJ Vlad things on YouTube. And real business savvy cat, man. You know, he's really got his music game, his business aspect of the game is down tight, man. You know, he was saying that he ain't put out a joint in like 12 years, man, but he's got his publishing down and he's still making money from that, man. So, you know, beautiful thing, man. He's got that longevity. He's got the business smarts. Obviously, he's got the production, you know, under his belt, man. So, and yeah, like I was saying, I mean, I would be, you know, I mean, dreams are free, so like I was saying, it'd be great to hear. If I was to hear a track with Verb from Arizona and Eric Sermon, like to hear him on some YouTube on some of his funk. And, you know, one of the best things I like about your production is, like, you really, I don't think I've ever heard you use any recycled samples. You're always using something that's original, new, and fresh, and that's always been a definite plus, and, you know, catching my ear and making me obvious. Go ahead, man. My bad.
Oh, I don't know if there's a little delay, but yeah, I'm also an avid record collector. So I'm not into all the samples and the R&B, the funk side of it that, you know, everybody and their mama has the same records and they're trying to flip the same sample that 30 other MCs have done. I go for the obscure records that people may pass up, and I actually sample a lot of jazz records. And one of my favorite labels, I'm probably letting the cat out the bag, is the ECM, the jazz label. They have so many crazy samples that you can pull from, and, you know, I just grab the craziest sounds. I like off-the-wall sounding, grimy. The grimier, the better for me. So yeah, I try to keep it, you know, fresh and stuff that you wouldn't expect anyone to sample, so.
And I like that. Like I said, man, it's kind of become, you know, your calling card as far as I'm concerned with your production style, that I always know that I can hear something that's different, you know, and a real, you know, some good sounding drums, and overall, like I said, just what you're doing as far as the overall sonic quality was has always been good, which I appreciate, man, because you got three things going for you, man. You're a good rapper, you're a good producer, and you have a good ear for mixing and mastering too, which that's, to me, that's overlooked by a lot of people, man. You know, I mean, respectfully to all the people that I've worked with, man, you know, a lot of times I'm getting stuff and it's just like, it's not mixed properly. You know what I'm saying? People have their vocals at different levels and it just doesn't sound good. The equalization is off and that's just never a good look, man. So, you know, I think when you and I mean, another thing, like, you know, we're both rocking. Are you still rocking the AT2020? Still rocking that
I
mic?
Am. I traded it.
You know, man, we got
crazy.
The same microphone. Well, go ahead, my bad.
I had the Shure SM7B, and then I downgraded to the Rode NT1A, and I was like, after I sold that, I wanted to find another sound. I really didn't like the high pitched in it because I have a real loud booming voice, and then I heard you speak on the AT2020, and I also knew about that from, you know, just general knowledge around the way. And that's actually performed better than, you know, the almost $400 mic. So right now, banging out the sounds, we have matching mics on them.
Can't beat it, man. You know, it's a, you know what I'm saying? Audio Technica coming through with the quality budget, with the budget mic that's just, you know, with the ultra clarity there, man. Can't beat it.
Yes, sir. For whatever works,
can't beat
I guess.
It for the stacking. What's that now?
I said, well, it's not, I guess it's not the price, it's how you're working the equipment. So, hey, if
right.
it sounded better.
It's the ears. It's definitely the ears, man. Hey,
yep.
tell you what, damn, man, I'll be damned if a half-hour show doesn't go so quick, man. We're about wrapping things up, coming to the end. I'm going to go into Make Me Act a Beast, Verb from Arizona. Man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I appreciate you calling in. Stay safe out there. Any last parting words for the listeners, homie?
So just keep it real in whatever you do, because hip-hop needs all the real it can get at this point in time. So stay away from the swag. Don't rock no skinny jeans. And you know what I mean? Keep it 90s, and you can never go wrong, pretty much.
Spoken from the strength from the mouth of Vern from Arizona, hip-hop purist, a good friend, great producer, an awesome rapper as well. You've been tuned into TDR Radio with Thief to High Priest. Join me maybe next week. We're going to see. Will it be another year? Will it be next week? Will it be 2 weeks? You've got it. I'm going to keep you hanging. You just got to tune in and watch and check me out at David Priest Bennett on Facebook. You might find out a little sooner. Out of here with Make Me Act a Beast, Verb from Arizona. Of course, once again, in parting, man, whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Word up.
And the wicked and the damned.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yo, this is for the damned and the wicked, the curse and the business, the creeps and the killers, the drugs and the dealers. Put a bullet in the head of the pigs and the squealers. I'm putting out feelers like low riders on rims, rugged like chips in the dirt for your tomb. I've been an evil soul ever since I came out the womb. I sit in my room and put spells on you pussies, voodoo and hexes, massacre like Texas. I'm reckless, everything I think is infested with filth and the grime. I should go back to the crime, in time we shall die, the good die young. I'm old, my heart's cold, blank stares, no emotions. Let your blood flow, put it in a cup for my potion. I'm potent, a cockroach, something like a rodent, something like Edgar Allan Poe wrote it. Yo, it's firm, I'm back on my grimy shit exploded. Not everyone is happy, all the time I feel shit more than happiness. Anarchists and rebels, fuck you and your people. People get on my nerves, make me act a beast. Something illegal, not everyone is happy. All the time I feel shit more than happiness. Anarchists and rebels, fuck you and your people. People get on my nerves, make me act a beast. Something illegal, murderous intention. I should mention I'm sick. I can see me killing my wife. I can see me ending my life. Depressed, bipolar, looking over my shoulder for help. Broke with no wealth, eyes black off stealth. Put salt in your wound while I laugh to myself. Fuck your smiles and your giggles, your good times to hell. I'm dying on the in and the outside, you can tell.
used to be intelligent, a ton of common sense. I'm back on that death music, deep in the abyss. Demons singing serenade, no gates, no heaven. I'm one number below 763 times. No sunshine of life, I'm just inches from the ledge. I talk to boogeymen in shadows at the end of my bed. I never gave a fuck what the good book says. Yo, my head is on loose, put your neck in a noose. Masturbated the face of death, then drink the juice. Not everyone is happy, all the time I feel sick more than happiness. Anarchists and rebels, fuck you and your people. People get on my nerves, make me act a beast. Something legal. Not everyone is happy, all the time I feel shit more than happiness. Anarchists and rebels, fuck you and your people. People get on my nerves, make me act a beast. Something legal.